This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
It is always Good Shepherd Sunday on the fourth Sunday of Easter. And so we read these readings and we always pray together Psalm 23 every year. And we read these readings where Jesus compares himself to the shepherd and us to the sheep. And in today's passage from John's Gospel, Jesus says that he came so that they may have life and have it abundantly. That is the shepherd's purpose. And that is Jesus's hope for us, his sheep. And the book of Acts reading that we had first gives us a glimpse into what that abundant life looked like for the first followers of Jesus, for the apostles in those very early days. This reading from the book of Acts comes, it's only the second chapter, it's very early in the account given in the book of Acts. And chronologically, this is in like the second month after Christ's death and resurrection. So these are the folks who had walked alongside him, his first disciples who had known him, who had been with him in Jerusalem when he went to the cross, and who were the first witnesses to his resurrection. And it is also the people who have been brought into their number because of the Holy Spirit's work in their life, because of what the apostles are teaching, because of the kind of community they live together, because of who they are as followers of Jesus, because this abundant life that they have keeps bringing more folks into their fold. It says in the book of Acts that all were filled with awe when they saw how the apostles and those disciples were living in those days. And it says they were performing signs and wonders. And you have to read on a little bit ahead, and we will. But those signs and wonders, according to the book of Acts, are healings. They care for the sick. They make sure that those who are suffering in their community know God's love and have, again, abundant life through God's healing work for them. They are a community of care, of mutual aid and affection, not just for those within their fold, but spreading out to people beyond who haven't yet heard of why their lives are marked this way. And that draws people in through the work of the Holy Spirit. Acts tells us that they were generous and joyful in those early days. And I want to tell you that they were generous and joyful not because things were going well and were easy or simple. After all, they had just witnessed their love, their Lord, their leader, crucified. They were in this place of not knowing what was to come. And they are not living without conflict. In the chapters that are to follow, they will experience conflict within the movement. Peter and Paul are going to have it out. They have some stuff they've got to figure out together. They are going to have conflict with the religious leaders of their day and with the government of their day. They're going to see some in their number arrested, some martyred, some sent off on missions to places they could have never imagined. And they're going to hash out together who is in and who is out and how they'll sort that out. And none of that will be simple or easy. And yet they live lives that are generous and joyful. Because that is what abundant life looks like. And that is what the Holy Spirit has made them to be in community with each other. And so that should be our pattern as well. We are also called here at St. David's to build a life together that is marked by generosity and joy. not because things are easy or comfortable or simple or without conflict for us. I cannot stand up here and pretend that that's the case. But because that is what it means to be living into this abundant life. It is abundant for us, and we are equipped to make life abundant for others. We've done this in the past. Our history is marked by stories of folks who faced difficulty and confusion, discomfort and conflict, and continued to be generous and joyful. And we have the legacy of that in two of our important ministries. The Trinity Center that serves our unhoused neighbors grew out of a question: how shall we live together here on this block? And Warm Heart International that serves our brothers and sisters in Malawi, growing out of another question: what do we owe to people on another part of the world whom we may never know? And because we follow the shepherd into abundant life, we have made our lives signs of generosity and joy to folks close and far away. The apostles did not wait for the right conditions. They did not wait until a clear new leader had risen in their community. They did not wait until they were formally formed, till they knew everyone who they were waiting on had joined the community. Every day, new folks are coming, and yet they live together in generosity and joy. They did not wait till they sorted out all of their conflicts. They began right away living that abundant life, that life marked by generosity and joy. And the same is true for us. We cannot wait. The time is now. Today, and in the weeks to come, we are being called to live together that abundant life, a life marked by generosity and joy. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.